AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. will investigate a shooting off Cuba's coast involving 10 passengers on a Florida-registered speedboat who opened fire on Cuban soldiers.
As it stands now, the Department of Homeland Security, the Coast Guard, others are involved. The majority of the information we still possess is what Cuban authorities are providing both the public and the U.S. government.
Cuba's government said its soldiers killed 4 people and wounded 6 others yesterday during the shooting, adding the passengers were armed Cubans living in the U.S. One Cuban soldier was also injured. Rubio told reporters the U.S. is looking into whether the victims were American citizens or permanent residents. Vice President J.D. Vance says the administration is holding back nearly $260 million to Minnesota over Medicaid fraud concerns.
We have decided to temporarily halt certain amounts of Medicaid funding that are going to the state of Minnesota in order to ensure that the state of Minnesota takes its obligations seriously to be good stewards of the American people's tax money.
This decision is part of what Vance described as an aggressive crackdown on misuse of public funds. In other news, FIFA's leader is backing Mexico as a World Cup co-host following recent cartel violence.
FIFA President Gianni Infantino says he has complete confidence in Mexico as a World Cup co-host, despite days of cartel violence in the country that has left at least 70 people dead. FIFA says Mexico can still safely co-host the World Cup despite deadly cartel violence linked to a top drug lord's death. On Monday, authorities reported at least 70 deaths after cartel members burned cars and blocked roads in many states. Some local league matches have already been postponed. Infantino says he trust Mexico's authorities, and FIFA is monitoring events closely. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
This is AP News. Federal agents in Los Angeles were searching the home and office of the head of the nation's second-largest school district. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
The FBI is serving search warrants at the home and office headquarters of the superintendent of the Los Angeles Unified School District, Alberto Carvalho. TV news footage showed agents in FBI shirts and jackets outside Carvalho's modest home in the San Pedro neighborhood. A person familiar with the probe says it's part of an ongoing investigation. At the beginning of the school year, Carvalho told CBS News it was clear that amid federal immigration crackdowns, there was a lot of fear in families that he described as having fragile immigration status. He said the district was working with a number of cities to develop and implement a set of rapid awareness and communication protocols and doing what they could to lessen fear among parents. The nature of the investigation was not immediately clear. I'm Jennifer King.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.